Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Day. Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be along shortly, and today is a very good day because it is National Guacamole Day. Can we just have a moment for guac? Because it is delicious. It's not just a side dish anymore. You can throw it on anything. You can throw it on burgers. It's not only made for just chips and to go along with its co-partner salsa. Now, avocados did... Well, avocado started with this, like, avocado spread. The Aztecs started it back in the 1500s, or as they called it, I'm going to butcher this, I don't even know why I should try it, ahuaca mole, which was like an avocado sauce. And then in 1833, avocado trees were first planted in Florida, and then a few years later started being cultivated in California. And then the Haas avocado, which we know and love, in 1935, Rudolf Haas originated the term Haas avocado after purchasing a seedling from a farmer. And then in 2014, American consumption of avocados jumped from 1 to 7 pounds per capita within 20 years. So I feel like we should all just make it a point to have some avocados. But seriously, have you ever had avocado on a burger, or guacamole on a burger, I should say? Because it really is legit. Other things happening in the news... there's been a lot of different royal talk and things going on with the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, the ascension of King Charles III to the throne. There has been so much focus, though, off the Queen and on to her grandchildren, especially Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. There was the whole situation of, oh, heaven forbid, they showed PDA by holding hands, even though... other royals were seen holding hands with their spouses, but nobody seemed to have a problem with it. And it does beg the question. There is a lot of question or allegations of whether or not it's racism, but also could there be a portion where it's not really so much as race as the fact that Meghan Markle is, in fact, an American and not British or European? That could be something, too. But now the latest, we already knew that Prince Harry was not going to be permitted to wear his military uniform for the Queen's vigil after he had been denied. And some sources were saying, sources close to Prince Harry and then other people who follow the royals and royal experts, some were kind of in agreement with that, given his circumstances of moving to America and leaving... the higher royals kind of situation. Even though he was born a prince, he still remains Prince Harry, and the Duke and Duchess titles were gifts from the Queen for their wedding. So they didn't have those removed. But Prince Harry, if you remember, he served in the military. He went to Afghanistan. He did different things. He has continued to do so much with veterans. And so there were a lot of people who were kind of like, he should still be permitted to wear his uniform. Now, here's the thing. Here's the update. Prince Harry now is permitted to wear his military uniform. He did not make the request. He was certainly okay with whatever his grandmother, the Queen, had in mind for him to wear to the vigil. That's what he was going to go with. He didn't... More on this in a minute.
PayForByGovMint.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-875-7000. 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words.
So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Notice he did not say for free. He just said free. Got that, Jay? Got it. Okay, Julia. Here we are. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Friday the 16th of September. A lot of people are talking about Roger Federer retiring from professional tennis. 41 years old. What's the average? You know anything about tennis? I know only that Serena Williams has big, strong arms. That's about all I know about.
And that she is. She hung up her tennis.
Yeah, she's all done, too. Yeah. At what age, though, do usually men who are... I thought they played longer than that for whatever the reason, and I don't know why. I was thinking back at some of the great names. Connors, for example. I don't know how old he was when he retired. But 41 seems young, at least for a tennis player. It doesn't seem young for a football player, but it seems young for... A tennis player.
Yeah, because it does kind of depending on the sport. I asked the Google bot about the average age.
And what did the Google bot say?
27.
What? Really?
Yeah, yeah. On average, professional tennis players typically retire around 27.
So apparently he's...
Although for like really good top players, it can be a little bit higher in age.
One of the greatest tennis players of all time. Won 20 men's Grand Slam titles. Who do you know that likes tennis and plays tennis or pays attention to the tennis game? I know there are a lot. It seems like celebrities seem to like to watch these big matches. You always see pictures of this celebrity or that celebrity
and all of that. Yeah, no, I actually know a good amount of people who play tennis in high school or college, still play it as a hobby. Follow it. I used to follow it a little bit more than I do now. I really couldn't name very many people in the circuit now, but yeah, he has he's going to play in the Laver Cup, and then that's his final tennis event.
Well, the name certainly is well known, although when I see Federer, I think there's a television and radio reporter in Chicago whose name is Federer, and I always confuse the two of them together. I'm pretty sure he doesn't play any tennis. But at any rate, somebody, it doesn't make much sense. If you're good at what you do, it's always really cool to acknowledge that a person has done this, whether it's a man or woman. I don't know that there's anything in here that says, okay, he's the greatest because he's an American. Americans always like to think that we are the best at everything.
Funny.
And we're good at a lot of things, but we're not the best anyway. Yeah, what did you start to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, and he's not American. He's actually going to be teaming up with Nadal and Djokovic with the, it's like this big tennis tournament where they have three of the best players for the England club, and they're going to be playing against three of the best players just like in the world. It's going to be the first time that all three of these guys, who are friends as well as rivals in the sport, are going to be teaming up.
Yeah. Again, it's to each his own. Normally, in a situation like this, there are, when you do a radio program, I'm betting that all the sports radio shows are all over this and talking a lot about it. Do a general interest program or any kind of a program. The people who are good at what they do talk about what they know, or they learn about things that they don't know much about, and then they sound like they know what they're talking about. I've never chosen the latter route, especially when it comes to sports, because I don't think that there's a good or intelligent decision, discussion that comes from talking about stuff that you don't know anything about. I certainly stick my foot in my mouth often enough talking about some things that I think I know about, and I don't maybe really know about the nuance. So, at any rate, but I think certainly the name is familiar. As I came up, I was thinking of Jimmy Connors for sure, and some of the other, some of the women when at the age that he has, it started when I was thinking back to the people that I remember, Martina Navratilova, for example, and Billie Jean King. Those were two very well-known names, and they sort of opened the door. I paid attention to them because they were great athletes. They had this sinewy silhouette that, you know, there was power behind what they did, and that seemed to get, at least to get my attention, but a lot of other people as well. Most of the women, for whatever the reason, I can hear somebody in the back, well, those are a couple of gay women. For whatever the reason, the earlier women who played were gay. So what? What is that going to do with anything? Maybe I shouldn't have even brought it up. But, you know, what you've said, are most of the men that play tennis gay? Well, I don't even know. What difference does it make? Why do people do that? I guess I'm now going down a different street because...
Yeah, like what does sexual orientation have to do with somebody's job?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, he was very philanthropic, or still is. Made a lot of money, a lot of, this is like going to a concert. When you go watch somebody that really plays a game well, you look at some of the money that's made by, we always are talking about how much money Tom Brady makes, for example, or some of these baseball players, or, I don't know, I don't think there's that much money in hockey, is there? You make a lot of money
in the NHL, yes. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right. Well, anyway, and a good tennis player, a good golfer. Look at what some of these golfers make.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how much money what's-his-face has. And has played what's-his-face. Here I am.
And there's so much with the monetary prizes.
Yeah,
with golf, where a lot of the team sports, it's like, no, you're it's almost like a salary in a way.
Yeah.
You're paid this much to play for the season.
But you're only...
bonuses.
Yeah, there are a lot of bonuses that you look at... why am I thinking, blanking? The black golfer who's Tiger Woods, yeah, right. So, look at the money this guy's made over the years. So, it's like, it's entertainment. So the people, when they have... When you go to see a concert of somebody that you really like, those people are taking home, if it's a big stadium, they take home, some of them, $1 million a performance. And that's, I think, as a matter of fact, when you get down to brass tacks, people like Billy Joel, Paul McCartney, who every summer go out and they do a couple of dozen performances at these big stadiums, they can bring in $10 million for two nights. That's why they all like to go out. Look at what Adele was supposed to make when she was in Las Vegas. All right, so food for thought, 21 after the hour.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and hardly anybody over the age of 50, does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program, 16th of September. We're beyond the middle of the month. Jay Kirshner is here providing lots of ancillary information. When I forget, or when I don't know, he's right there. Help yourself to information. For example, I didn't know that Blake Lively was in a pregnant position. El pregnante. Now, the question, we could have a quiz right now. All right? And I could say, for $1,000, call me and tell me who Blake, say it again, Doug. There it is. Blake Lively's husband is. Who's responsible for this outrage of her being pregnant? We'll find out about that. I'll answer the question, so therefore, I can win the money right after this.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's set, so whip down your phone without, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Oh! What is going on? What kind of an outrage do we have here? Blake Lively pregnant at the hands of her husband, no less? Sorry, Jay.
You want to win $1,000? Is that an outrage?
Of course not. It's kind of cool, actually. I like her, frankly. I think she's very likable. She married to Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. And he's likable,
oh,
too.
So, yeah, and they're so funny together, the way they kind of pull pranks and joke about each other on social media. Whenever they're doing birthday tributes or shout-outs, sometimes it's like the most unattractive photos of each other, or they post photos of themselves or like other people, and it's they're really cute. But yeah, they have a fourth baby on the way, and
so
really
one of the daughters
is pregnant. Hmm?
They have three daughters.
They do, yeah. James, Inez, and Betty. James is 7, Inez is 5, and Betty's 2.
Why do you suppose they named one of the girls James?
James can be a girl's name.
I've never
is the
in
name
my
of one
life.
Of my nieces.
Never. Ever, 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 ever in my life have I heard of a woman, a young lady, a baby named James. Jamie, maybe. Jay, maybe. But not James. Never.
James King, who now goes by Jamie King, is a notable actor. She kind of got her start as a model.
Really? Okay.
Maybe a girl's name, too. Yeah.
I didn't say that. No, there's some people who have both names. There are women and men named Dudley. I don't know. There are many people on either side of the fence that are named Dudley, but I know that there's... I pay attention to that because that's my given name. All right, so she's taking a sabbatical from acting.
Well, she was, to focus on his family for a little bit. And nobody even knew she was pregnant. All of a sudden, she hits a red carpet, and she's like, bam.
Boom.
That bump rocking.
Well, congratulations to her and to him. Good. Expecting baby number 4. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't have to be a pet psychic. You don't need a special power to interpret what your dog says. I believe any owner, if sufficiently interested, can come to understand how their dog speaks and exactly what they're saying. Learning how to understand the language of dogs, what I refer to as doggy dialogue, can bring your relationship with your pet to new heights. The noises that a dog makes, they're called vocalizations, do not relay worded messages, of course, but they do give us an insight into your dog's emotions. Fido's barking can indicate that he's alert, fearful, or even protective. The sound of the bark reveals much about what's happening. The so-called normal bark shows alertness, but when the pitch becomes high and shrill, your dog is fearful. A deeper, more resounding bark indicates aggression. As a matter of fact, the deeper the bark and the deeper the growl, the more aggression is being shown. You know, if you watch your dog carefully every day, you can really tell their moods by their body language and the way they vocalize. They know yours. It's about time you knew theirs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Joining me for a return engagement. That sounds very formal, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the 1 month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So it's buy 4, get 4, buy 5, get 5. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans and illegal immigrants continue to die from the unsecure border as the surge of drugs into our country and immigrants drowning attempting to cross the raging Rio Grande River has many leaders looking the other way. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tells President Biden to do his job.
Now, what would be the best is for Biden to do his job and secure the border.
As the war rages on in Europe, Ukrainian authorities have found a mass grave site in the Kharkiv region. Ukraine's defense ministry said the burial site contains 440 unmarked graves and was found near Izium, Ukraine. Virginia has denied parole to convicted sniper killer Lee Boyd Malvo, ruling that he is still a risk to the community 2 decades after he and executed partner John Allen Muhammad terrorized the Washington, D.C. region. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're here to keep your car on the road. Oh, that makes good sense, right? Doesn't make much sense to have it off the road. Do you have anybody? Well, you live in an upscale neighborhood, as I guess I do. I don't often see cars up on blocks in my neighborhood with people doing the brakes on the car or whatever else may be done.
Where we just lived, yeah, we saw a bunch.
Down Tennis? Right. Don't see too many in Avon on Lake.
Stop naming where I live, Doug.
Oh. Do you live there?
Good grief.
You think somebody's going to come knock on your door? Everybody knows I live in Framingham. Nobody finds me. Actually, somebody did come to me who listens to the program up in New York State. Wanted to come visit the farm. And I'd love to have done that, but I'm not going to be around. Well, People, you know what? You can. The problem today is you can find anybody anywhere. Anyway, where was I? Oh, I was talking about O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people, free loaner tool program. This is very unique. I don't think there are any other of the big parts outfits. What are the big? There are like three or four Napa in that bunch that compete.
Yeah,
O'Reilly,
but they don't add up to O'Reilly.
Well, they don't have the tool loaner program. That might help you out a little bit. But anyway, with the O'Reilly program, you don't have to purchase a tool. If you only have to use it once, you got to fix one thing. You go to O'Reilly Auto Parts, and where they get those 80 specialty tools, and you rent, fix the car, you give them a deposit, take the tool, repair your car, and then bring the tool back in, you get your refundable deposit back. So you think that sounds cool? Stop by an O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and ask them about their free tool loaner program, or you can go online to O'ReillyAuto.com. Situation we've been talking about for several weeks down in Jackson, Mississippi. It's actually been a couple of months. I don't know,
Seem like it's been this long.
It doesn't. It doesn't. So the boil water notice has been lifted in Jackson. Good news. We have, as I have said before, three different Jacksons. The various states, and Jackson, Mississippi is one place you can hear this program. So there is the notice, and then there is the work that has to be done. State Department of Health saying the water in the Capitol is now safe to drink. The boil water notice was issued almost 2 months ago. The governor there confirming the clean water has been restored to the city. So how did it not get, well, this says kind of a backward way, but how to get not clean, how to get dirty? It's been in effect, the state of emergency. Even the National Guard was out to help people get their water. It was something at a water plant, right? A water treatment plant got somehow co-opted by a flood in the river. And I think that's what it was. Yeah. Yep. So they had a problem with the water quality, the water pressure. Now, just think for a second. I always want to put you in, let's say you're in Jackson, or let's say in your community. You lose the water. What do you do for water? Do you go down to the creek, the nearest creek? Mm-hmm. Do you have, we're so used to public utilities, but 100 years ago, many people, if not most people, did not have a public water supply. They didn't have electricity just 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have, it began about this time. It began with the Works Progress Administration. There was a result of what, we went through from 1929 to 1931, the Depression, the Dust Bowl, all those things that came together to make life miserable. And so, in this circumstance, the water supplies that were garnered sometimes from lakes, from streams, there were no aqueducts. Actually, aqueducts I think just came in around with the WPA in large scale. So the water system that we are used to today, that we expect when you turn the water faucet on and you get water, was not a thing. If you go back to before the Industrial Revolution, people got their water out of, they would dig a hole in the ground and they'd put some kind of a device in there, you can pump the water out. Whether it's a hand pump, sometimes you saw out in the plains, you'd see, or in the big ag states, there'd be a big windmill that would capture the wind and pull the water up. And then there'd be a tank, a wooden tank that the water would be stored in. Some of the old early westerns, when you saw the train stopping for water, those are great big old oak wooden tanks. And so, you think about the history of water. The Romans had it. They figured it out. They were the first ones to build the system that carried water. Wherever you go in the old Roman Empire, there are aqueducts. They were open aqueducts, but they were ways the water was carried. You go all over England, all over Europe, you'll see the old Roman aqueducts. And that was...
I would love to go visit there and see it.
Yeah.
It's so cool. But and discussing on the boiling water situation and even lack of water and whenever there's big storms, one of the things that I had learned in living in Nashville was when there is a significant storm or the expectation of a significant storm coming, fill your bathtubs and sinks with water just in case something like this happens.
Right. And how many people think about that? Frankly,
I never would have reminder. Until our meteorologist, when they were discussing weather preparedness and the forewarned weather and all of that, that was one of the things they suggested. And it was like, oh, my goodness, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just a common sense kind of thing that people immediately think of.
Yeah. I was, as you mentioned, meteorologist, I was thinking last night I was invited to go to the Rhode Island Broadcasters Hall of Fame dinner, their annual dinner, and there were a couple of local weathermen from the television stations in Providence that were honored, and I forget, you know, how much personality there is to this sort of thing, because now what we've done is we've homogenized weather people, like we've homogenized news people, we've homogenized, you know, most everything. And, you know, look at all of the news anchors today, women, men, weather people, sports people. They all look the same. They all sound the same. And they all give the same information. There's very little that's unique. But I was watching these people who had been in their jobs, some of them 40 years, 50 years. A couple of people started on Providence radio stations when they were teenagers, kind of like me, and they're still on the air, kind of like me, at this age. Kind of fun to see these people and see how folks appreciate them, the standing ovation. It was really nice. It was cool. So I appreciate having been able to go and experience that courtesy of one of my friends who is a big-timer in the Rhode Island Hall of Fame. So, all right, the water thing is taken care of. Members of Congress in the focus at the end of the week, the information that they have, this is something that's been a thread of conversation for quite a long time. Speculation, if you will, whatever it is that we use to get our info, but we all have suspected what now is becoming obvious. The level of knowledge that members of Congress have has been used because they meet with chief executives, they read classified reports, and so as the economy gets lousy, they know where to invest in the stock market or in companies. As a matter of fact, Jay, nearly one in five members of Congress, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, doesn't make any difference, have bought stocks that intersected with their congressional work on committees. How do you like that? One in five uses their position for their own gain. Why do you think people spend all the money? We ask that question like it's a duh, because they only make $180,000 a year as reps. But most of them, if you look at, not all of them, and I don't even know that I can legitimately say most, but many, too many. And if it isn't the rep, it's their spouse or it's their children. For example, the representative in California named Alan Lowenthal, the day before Boeing shares went down, the day before the company was accused of mishandling the 737, they sold all their shares. The family sold all their shares in Boeing. Well, who else knew, except these people, what was going on? Here's another one. On the Republican side, John Rose from Tennessee sold 100,000. Actually, it was more than that. I'm looking at the stock sales here. He sold $250,000 in Wells Fargo stock before the committee he is on released a report that was critical to the bank and caused the stock to drop substantially. Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, on the Armed Services Committee. He and his wife had options tied to Microsoft, and they dropped them because Microsoft lost a $10 billion contract with the government. So you can, you know, look here, there, and everywhere at this list of people who are corrupt. This is corruption. How else would you describe it? Right? I don't know.
Yeah,
another way
it seems so wrong.
Yeah. And there are hundreds of these examples that have, yeah, I mean.
And is it loopholes that they're finding in order to be able to do this?
Say again?
And is it loopholes that they're finding in order to be able to do this?
There's nothing on, they're not going to pass laws that keep them from making money, right? What do you think? They're not going to police themselves. They don't now, nor have they ever. The woman who's the second in charge to Pelosi, who happens to be my congresswoman from Massachusetts, is as crooked as the day is long. I'm looking at a list of stuff that she's bought, sold, traded. What a bunch of phonies. You know, it's one thing you can be upfront about it, but to be, they're like, it's like thievery. It is. It's just like thievery. It bothers the hell out of me when I see this stuff. Does it bother you that the Texas pardon board has declined a request that George Floyd be granted a pardon after his arrest made by the police officer? Does that bother? Texas Board of Pardons initially decided to recommend that Floyd become the second person in Texas to receive a posthumous pardon, but then apparently did Governor Abbott get involved and said, now we shouldn't give this guy a pardon?
The Board of Pardons and Paroles decided to, they were the ones that recommended it, and then I think Abbott made the final decision.
Right.
And the board themselves reversed the decision, and this is not based off of the Chauvin thing. This is a completely different story, but people are still holding on to the Chauvin thing, and that's where the emotional opinions are coming from.
Mm-hmm. I don't have much use for Abbott. I think he's a big blowhard, frankly. Anyway, so that's that story. Here we are at 48 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my 5th successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time for us to bid on the best farm food and family stories. So that's what we've got here. This is our daily farm food and family time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 53 past the hour. So yesterday we were talking about the Taco Bell Mexican pizza and how big a deal that seems to be. So Pizza Hut, no stranger to stealing stuff from other companies, has announced its Italian taco.
Mm-hmm.
To do the Taco Bell Mexican pizza thing. So and you like this kind of stuff, do you?
Well, no, because I don't like pizza. But just to point out, if you're kind of thinking of like an Italian taco that sounds so gross, it's not. It is just a slice of pizza that they fold.
Wrapped up.
It right? is exactly a pizza. Yeah. And because they're making fun of the Taco Bell's Taco Bell's Mexican pizza, it's actually just a tostada. Yeah. But it's called
Does it
pizza,
look so obvious that they're taking a shot at Taco Bell? Is that
very, very obvious? Yeah. This is one of those like different fast food chains, quarrel wars, but not in seriousness the way a lot of like Wendy's and McDonald's Twitter accounts will sometimes have fun poking at each other, or there will be local restaurants who those like big, not the billboards, but like the big signage they have.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're like, hey, one restaurant will be like, Dairy Queen, you want to have a sign war? And then they'll just kind of go back and forth. It's one of those fun marketing things.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. All right, so the Italian taco at Pizza Hut, which isn't really either Italian or a taco. That's what I love about those things. All right, in a moment, a look inside the late Queen Elizabeth's dairy farm and the story of busy farms coming right up.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Yes.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty. Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
The story of the late Queen's Dairy Farm, this attracted my attention because I have a dairy farm. I raise Jersey replacement heifers and have a lot of other cool things. She, as we're all talking about her life, one of the things that she loved was her soft spot. She had all kinds of animals around. We've all seen her with her corgis, but she also had a lot of horses and sheep and some registered Jersey cows. So at any rate, this is part of the royal estate, and she has some fabulous. She had 200 registered jerseys. Man, those things would bring $20,000-$30,000 a piece. I would have thought. She got a lot of hens. Oh yeah, right. A lot of land on the farm, a couple of thousand acres. So anyway, there's a website for the late Queen's Jersey herd, and it would be kind of. I'm going to look at it. I hadn't had a chance to yet. But they've been doing this since the 1850s there, and they've raised some wonderful. With the cows, they make some great ice cream. That I know. Okay, here's the story of from Vancouver, Washington, Busy Farms, celebrating this weekend their 150th anniversary. There aren't many farms that have been around that long. The Zimmerman family. Celebrating with their with the people in the community. They came to this area in Clark County, Washington in 1872. And so they've got this event. This weekend goes from 10 to 5, those of you who are out there. It's a great story. I love these farm. That's why we do this thing with connecting farm and family food. The farm families are part of the story. And so anyway, there still is everybody in the family working on the farm, father. This is probably the seventh generation of people on that farm. Those are great American stories. Came the father was a great 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 grandfather Gabriel Zimmerman.
Yeah, back in 1872. And what is amazing is what helps this farm have standing power is that they've adapted as they need to. And even season to season, they'll do different things at the start of the season. And then at the end, they'll start with flowers and they end with pumpkins.
Yeah, they know how to adapt, that's for sure. Great American story. Congratulations. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.